My name is David Quantick. I am a writer. I've written a book about writing called How to Be a Writer and a novel called The Mule.
Sorted. The Wrong Thing podcast continues at Margate Bookie. She's Betty Herbert.
Hello.
And I'm Kath Malandry. And we will... Why did you do that? Why do you always do that? You can't say hello properly.
I get overexcited, Kath.
We are woefully underprepared as normal. And David Quantick's holding up his books like someone's filming him. That's weird. It's a podcast.
Yeah, I know. But there's people coming in. It's an art event. I could do what I like. There's a... I think that bloke wrote Lord of the Flies. Anyway, sorry. Hello. Nice to meet you, Betty and Kath.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're both a little quietly starstruck and full of wine. So I don't know how that works out, but...
The more you drink, the more starstruck you get. By the end of the evening, you'll be looking at a traffic light asking for its autograph.
You're professionally funny. That's what I'm going to say. And you write. And you write about music and you write funny stuff. How's that?
Well, I was one of those people at school who tried, to be funny, literally to stop getting beaten up, and it didn't work because people would laugh and then hit me. So, and then after that, I discovered I could turn that into money, not being hit, but yeah, I was a music journalist, but I wanted to, and I used to just write funny reviews because I liked doing that. And then I started writing for Spitting Image and things, and then tried other areas, including writing books. So, yeah, some people just write.
Right. Okay.
You see, my first memory of you is from the NME when I was about 13, I think. Yeah.
I don't remember you at all.
No. I was reading very passively. It was different to nowadays when you'd know all about me. And the other person...
You are aware you shouldn't say that to a middle-aged man these days. It's completely verboten. I remember you when I was 13. Like, especially if they're in the public eye.
Yeah, I can't take it back now, though. The other question that I'd been primed with is by my husband, who clearly doesn't know who you are, and said, oh, is he from the Quantick Soul Orchestra?
Yeah, that really freaked me out when somebody said, oh, there's a band called Quantick. Yeah, because I think they're kind of named after my name, not named after me, which is sort of doubly insulting.
Are they actually named? Do they know who you are? Is that a thing?
Well, they're a band, and I was a music director. I don't know. I've never spoken to him, but the word Quantick without a K means a rational homogeneous equation of two or more variables. Because when it's your surname, you learn things like that.
You do, yeah.
But no, I've never met him, and he's never sent me a T-shirt or a record or a royalty. So stuff him, frankly,
okay.
And his soul orchestra.
I'm wrestling one of the books from out of your hands because, it's rude and I'm doing it. right, so on the front of it, it talks about your name, David Quantick. It also talks about the fact that you're an Emmy Award-winning writer of Veep.
That's right.
Which we are, again, a bit fangirly about. And also, Caitlin Moran's quote is, he has a medical condition. I'm going to leave it there. No. She does continue, whereby
she
literally cannot be unfunny.
I would have preferred no double negatives, where she could have said, he is funny, but you take what you can get in this life. Yeah, I've known Caitlin. I remember Caitlin when she was 17 and really annoying, and now she's very famous and really annoying, so it's nice that she's paid me back for the annoyance. But yeah, I'm very lucky.
Now, this is The Mule.
Can you tell us
a little bit about that?
The Mule was... I had an idea for a character called The Mule, just about somebody who was really annoying and stubborn, but you liked him because he never gave up. And he was almost on the Asperger's spectrum, but he just didn't. He was kind of relentless. And he's slightly based on some people I knew, one of whom is sadly dead. But I liked that blinkered attitude, and I thought that was a really good way of writing a novel about someone who wouldn't give up. You just give them an impossible quest. And then I just started writing it, and I was obsessed with translators. And mostly, it's a platform for my deep loathing of people who write books, to translate things like Winnie the Pooh into Latin. And it's very, you can't really get on Radio 1 and talk about that, so I thought I'd write a novel explaining why I hate people who write Winnie the Pooh in Latin. And that's really what the book is for.
Is Radio 1 an important market for you?
Radio 1 is pretty much, since One Direction split, where I make most of my money. I think that my work has replaced Charlie XCX in people's affections. Or is it Charlie CXC? I get confused.
I have absolutely no clue. I'm so impressed that you could even make an approximation of those consonants.
It's just anybody. I like anybody in music who's got feet in the middle of their name. Like Iggy Azalea feet Charlie XCX, or Charlie XCX feet Iggy Azalea.
The last time I was aware of that was Yaz featuring the plastic. No, featuring Coldplay was. Oh no, Cold Cut.
You should stop talking.
Stop.
My favourite ever. My favourite ever NME headline was a writer called Stephen Wells interviewed Yaz, who was quite fashionable and quite thin, and the headline was Yaz, the Benetton Skeleton.
You've worked with some incredible people, okay, in various shapes and forms. And at this point, if I was an annoying journalist who knew what she was talking about, I'd probably know which one you liked the best. Because I don't, and I've done nothing in the way of research. Can you tell me who you liked?
Yeah. I've worked with an awful lot of people. Ones I really like. I really like Harry Hill. I worked on TV Burp for nearly 10 years. And I like Harry because, A, he never sacked me, even though I was mostly drunk during the entire tenure of the show.
It's polite of him not to do that. It shows really good manners on his part, I think.
He'd actually, be fair, he wasn't to know that I once went blind during a meeting because I had such a bad hangover. Imagine, it's very hard to work on a clip show where your job is to show clips when you've gone temporarily blind from an alcohol-induced migraine. But Harry's really nice, and all the people who worked on TV Burp, we still meet up about once a year for a dinner. I think he meets the others more often, but
every so often. They throw you a bone once a year.
Harry's really nice. Chris Morris, I've worked on a lot of his shows, Brass Eye and Jam, The Day Today. He's really nice. He's very posh and quite scary, so he's a bit like the Queen, except more aggressive in person. So a bit like the Queen, really.
But he's got genuine mystique, hasn't he, Chris Morris, I think. He's still, maybe not for you, but for the public, I think Chris Morris...
He doesn't tart his arse around, though, does he?
No.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's very... Because most people who work in show business, as we call it, yeah, they're very talented, but also they're driven by a massive need to be seen, you know, and most people who aren't, who are writers, are driven by a massive need to be seen, but we're hideous and unpleasant. Chris is one of the few people who's attractive and intelligent but doesn't have a massive need to be seen. He doesn't appear in things, he doesn't appear in his own films and programmes. He's quite an admirable person, up to a point.
I'm really starting to get a theme about you, and I like it. Tell us more about How to Be a Writer. Can I read that and become a writer?
How to Be a Writer. On the back, it actually is a quote from Chris Morris. David Quantick knows nothing about writing. I know nothing about writing. This should be good. Well, it's not as good as the quote from John Niven, if only Morrissey had read this book.
Oh, yeah.
This is the follow-up. I wrote a book called How to Write Everything, which is a real writer's guide. It's genuinely based on me being a writer of sketches, films, books, journalism, everything. And I thought, well, I'll write a book which is about every aspect of writing. And when I did that, the publisher said, that was good, can we have a sequel? If you've written a book called How to Write Everything, then... So I thought, well, I'll just interview loads of people. So I interviewed John Ronson, Catherine wrote my accountant, Mark Ellen, an agent called Joe Unwin, Jason and Joel, who wrote the Lady Bird book, Suzanne Moore, Mark Billingham and Martin Waits, crime writers, Catelyn Moran, just a load of people. And it's a really easy book to write because I just had someone else transcribe it. It's not an easy book to read because I just had someone transcribe it. But I will give you, if you can't be bothered to buy it, I will give you the best bit, which is the appendix. And I interviewed Catelyn, and she talked about how much dope she smoked in the 90s, if we can say that in a podcast. And she was very stoned. Appendix 3, just how stoned was Catelyn Moran? And I'll read it to you now. Catelyn, how stoned was I? At one point, I was so stoned that I tried to see if I got a wasp stoned and I put it under a cup with a worm that wasn't stoned, if the worm would win.
Pretty stoned.
That's quite stoned.
Yeah, that's quite stoned.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't say win what. A staring contest.
Gladiators.
Perhaps. Gladiators, yeah. So that's a great book. And I really like this book because other people wrote it for me, but seriously, because it's people who are really good at what they do, who are, you know, successful playwrights and detective novelists writing about what it's really like to be a writer. I didn't want to write, you know, I mean, what... You know, what's your impression of a writer's life? What's the cliche of a writer's life?
Mostly people ignoring you and making you feel like a dick, with the occasional moment of people saying that you're good and then back to the dick thing again.
Well, this is it. And most, you know, sort of non-writer's impression of writers is people who everyone reveres slightly, who smell a bit. And what would you say, what's the biggest cliche about writers that you know?
They're cleverer than me.
Yeah, a lot of writers are just really... I don't know how clever you are, but a lot of writers are quite thick. It's quite interesting.
I must be clever because I'm not going to even respond to it.
Sensible.
Yeah, all right, must be better than I thought. David Quantick, a joy and a pleasure.
Thank you, Betty. Thank you, Kath. I've really enjoyed it.
Some time
that's
now.
That's as good as we are.
Well, thank you.